لله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Dear brothers and sisters, His Excellency Sheikh Al-Mu'izzi, the Islamic Center of England and Ahlul Bayt Islamic Mission, all the brothers and sisters and the guest speakers, Shabir, the organizer and the manager of this session, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. It's a great honor to be invited in such a wonderful conference and a very significant topic at present. And I am very happy that I came from Egypt now, and the Mubarak, the one of the last numbers of dictators, is in the court with his family, and the parliament in Egypt that convened last week, we can find 75% of Islamists who are members in the parliament. This is the democratic process, but the revolutionary process is ongoing in Egypt until we finish with any aspect of corruption, of dictatorship, of injustice, not only in Egypt, but all over the Arab and Muslim world, inshallah. And this is an ta'ahud or undertaking. I spent now almost 60 years against Mubarak, against dictatorship, against all rotten dictators in the Muslim world. We had a lot of inspiration from our brothers in the Islamic Republic of Iran, specifically Imam Al-Khomeini, rahimahullah. I don't differentiate at all between our leaders, Imam Hassan al-Banna, Sayyid Qutb, and Mawlana al-Mawdudi, and Imam Al-Khomeini. We learn it from all of them, alhamdulillah, and these are the real leaders and imams of the Islamic movement in the modern centuries, and they are the leaders for the future, the better future, and also they are the leaders and the philosophers who made the way very easy for us to go ahead and compete with the Western civilization and build our civilization as well. The future of Islamic awakening. I will mention some verses from the Quran where it shows our work for the future, our responsibility, our duties, and also our future in the Islamic awakening. One of these very important verses in Surah Al-Hashr, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَالْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. So it is Allah is telling us, O believers, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. Have piousness, have taqwa. وَالْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. And look into what are you doing for the future. So taqwa is before, where for the future. And also, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, after doing for the future. So taqwa is one of the basic elements and factors that can distinguish what Muslims are working for the future and what others are working for the future. This is the first element from the Quran. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله. The second element in this verse is the difference between the Muslim Ummah when they work for the future and the West when they work for the future. And it's a very significant distinction as well, difference. What is that difference? The difference is when we work for the future, our future is not 100 years or 20 years or 50 years, but our future is for the day of judgment. I think we should all welcome our dear brother, George Galloway. Thank you very much. Please have a seat. George Galloway is one of the most important Najashis of the century. The most important Nagashi, and Nagashi, the new Nagashis in the West, alhamdulillah. So the second verse, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. We have made you the middle way ummah, the wasati ummah. Why? To look after the people, to supervise, and see, لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ, witness over what others are doing, and to become a witness on others, you must be more developed than them, and more advanced than them, and more have justice than them as well. This is our responsibility. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّمِينَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. So this is one of our responsibilities in this world as well. The third point I usually make in my speeches, the verse from Surah Al-Imran, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. In the creation of skies and earth and the rotation of day and night, there are ayat, there are signs for أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Who are أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ? As the Quran says, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. Those who mention Allah, remember Allah, standing, sitting, lying on their sides. But the most important thing after that, وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. They ponder over and think over the creation of skies and earth. And this is what we are not doing. No country is doing that except the Islamic Republic of Iran. That's why they advanced a lot in technology and science. But of course, the Americans leading the Western bloc, unfortunately, they are against the development of Iran, and they are against the development of human resources and dignity. They want themselves only because they are selfish and want to be the only superpower in the world. But if you believe just in human rights, you will allow others and help others, not only allow, but help others to develop in human dignity, human rights, in advance, in research, in discovering the sky, discovering earth, getting all the resources. This is one of the problems between us and between the West. And the second problem I wonder in the West is that how can the Western civilization that is very important and very significant, and we Muslims benefited a lot from this Western civilization, how can their philosophers and leaders who have good minds and intellect are unable to understand the justice in Palestine? How can they support Israel all the time and drive away Palestinians from their homes, destroy their homes, and destroy the relations? This is a very significant point. I really don't find any reason why the West is doing that, and at the same time they are enriching the modern civilization. There is a double standard policy, and this is one of the issues that the West should understand, to stop attacking or cornering any other people in other country, especially the Islamic Republic of Iran, and to stop at the meantime supporting Israel with the unlimited support they give to Israel, and they are unable to understand the misfortune and the problems and the challenge facing our brothers in Palestine. Number four, and this is the aim, our aim, and the glad tidings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Muslim Ummah, هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. We believe in that. Whether the West and Western people believed in it or not, we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره, to become dominant, ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. And we are seeing now that the allies of the West in the Muslim world are falling like bricks one after another. It started with Ibn Ali, who is now hosted by Saudis, and I don't know how Saudis, who claim to be an Islamic royal dom or Islamic country, host a corrupt person, a thief, a criminal like Ibn Ali. The second came, it was Mubarak, the backbone of the West in Egypt, in the Middle East, in the Muslim world, that the Israelis called him our strategic treasure has fallen down. They are searching now for another strategic treasure. They will not find one. We are there for them and for anyone who will come to our countries or try to stop us from development or to destroy our countries. The third one was Gaddafi, of course, and you know what Gaddafi did. And one by one is coming, inshallah. So I don't like to take much of your time, as Shafir said, but it was a real honor to be invited and come to see you on this very august occasion and August day, and have to address our brothers and our sisters. And I give you glad tidings. The first unity forum conference, inshallah, will be held in Egypt either toward the end of March or at the early days of April, inshallah. And this is a good bridge to the unity of the Ummah. We are there dying for that aim, inshallah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.